哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续分享但以理书最后一章的信息。
We shall continue with the message of the last chapter in Daniel.
但以理书十二章哦，全章里面有三段三个重要的信息。
The Daniel chapter 12 has three sections of very important messages.
第一段就是在一节到三节里面的末世，这里在预言启示末世的情景。
This from verses 1 to 3 describes the scene of the last days.
这是第一段。
This is the first section.
那第二段呢，就是我们的主题，三位天使作证。
The second section is the testimony of the three angels.
那么他们到底在这三位天使在见证什么呢？
What are the angels trying to testify?
一位天使在启示，两位在见证，所以三个天使都在见证。
One angel was prophesying, and the other two angels were testifying.
那最后一段呢，就是最难解的。
The last section is the most difficult to explain.
就是突然间，本来这个意象呢，这个讲解就结束了，本来就已经结束，神都说不要再讲了。
Originally, it was supposed to conclude then because God already said, let us not talk about it anymore.
那应该就是到第九节的时候呢，结束了。
Roughly in verse 9, it would have concluded.
但你没有发现到，接下去十节到十二、十三节的时候，神又透露了，突然间又多讲了两个日子。
But suddenly in verse 10 and 11, God mentioned these 2 days.
这个就是最难解的这两个日子到底是指什么。
These are the two that is most difficult to explain.
因为我们从理解，从启示录，从但以理书，最后的三年半，最多就是三年半而已，三年半就结束了。
From our understanding of Daniel, on the book of Daniel, the last three and a half years would have concluded the whole vision.
包括启示录。
Including Revelation.
启示录也是讲最多是到三年半而已，因为它有日子嘛，三年半就是42个月，42个月就是1260天，多少天都有记录，那就是三年半呢。
In Revelation, it talks about 3.5 years or 42 months or 1260 days.
但是突然间这两个日子啊。1290天或者1335天都是比三年半多出来的。
But
这个就是难解的地方。
These 2 days, this is 2 days that is 1260 and 1335, both of these days are actually more than the 1260 days.
如果是三年半，那就很容易，就容易解释。
If it is just 3.5 years, then it is easier to explain.
到底这是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
难解还是要靠着圣灵来帮助啊，来解释。
So it is difficult to explain. So we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
总是要教导啊，要指导，要明白啊。
We still need to explain this.
所以
to understand
求神帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
我们回到第一段哈，末世的情景。
We return to the first section, that is the end.
第一节哈，末世的情景呢，就启示我们将来有个空前劫后的大灾难。
The end on the scene of the last days tells us that in the future there will be this very unprecedented, troublous time.
这第一节的大灾难，连主耶稣也证实了是空前劫后的，以前没有，后来也必没有的。
This time of trouble, our Lord Jesus Christ has also said that it is so unprecedented that it has never been since the beginning of the world, and neither will it happen again.
那神启示我们，这时候呢，就在这个时候呢，天使长会为我们起来征战，会保护我们神的国，保护神的选民。
And during this period of time, the archangel will protect us.
那
well as God's people.
那还有那些名字被录在生命册的，一定得到拯救，天使会拯救，神会拯救。
Those people whose names are found in the book of life will also be delivered by the angel.
这个是很重要、很重要的启示，也很宝贵、很宝贵的启示。
This is a very important and very precious revelation.
所以现在我们要做的呢，就是我们的名字要保持哦，保存，永远保留在生命册上。这个就是我们要紧张的事情。
That is why today we need to be very anxious that our names are always in the book of life.
因为我们的名字会被涂抹掉，我们已经见证了，也讲解了。从圣经讲解，名字会被涂掉的。
Because we have testified that the names in the book of life may be blotted out.
所以在信仰上，今天在信仰上
，That is why in our life,
你要怎样让你的名字永远保持在生命册上？这就是你要紧张的事情，这就是你要下的功夫，你要做的事情。
Your responsibility now is to make sure that your names are always in the book of life.
所以神启示说，如果名字继续在生命册上的，一定拯救的，一定得救的。
Our Lord, our God reveals that if our names are in the book of life, then we will be delivered.
那么末世的情景，第二个重点。
The second part of this scene of the last days.
就是在第二节。
Verse two.
就是启示我们有复活的事情，有复活的神迹。
It reveals to us that there is this thing called resurrection.
这个就是我们人类历史的啊，人类的绝迹，人类的绝迹。
This would be the end of mankind.
那个义人呢，复活得永生。
The good will be resurrected to everlasting.
那些作恶的哦，抵挡神的，不信神的，复活被定罪，永远受羞耻。
Those who have done evil will be raised to eternal condemnation.Eternal condemnation.
第二节在启示人类的绝迹，绝迹一定是这样，一种是得救的，一种是灭亡的。
The second scene of the last days is telling about those who have done good, they will be delivered, they will be eternal life, they will have eternal life, and the other one who is evil, they will have everlasting.
那我们已经更正了，我们以前从小的思想以为信耶稣只有信耶稣人复活，这是错误的。
We have also rectified this, that in the past we tend to believe that only the good will be raised.
信主的，没有信主的，全部都要复活，恶人、善人全部都要复活。
Whether you believe in Jesus or otherwise, whether you are good or evil, you will have this resurrection.
这个是末世的第二个情景，第二个重点。
This is the second thing about this scenes of the last days.
我们继续看一下末日的第三个情景是什么呢？
We shall take a look at the third point.
就是我们今天要开始讲的。
This is what we will be talking about today.
第三节。
The third verse.
请念。
Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
到第四节。
Verse 4, But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
这里第三节突然间哦，启示我们说，末世必有智慧人的出现，必有智慧人的行为。
Here it tells us that in the last days there shall be these wise men and these are the conduct and manifestation.
那到底谁是末世的智慧人呢？
Who are these wise men of the last days?
世人所认为的智慧人就是你很厉害的，很聪明的，很会读书的，什么都懂的，很成功的，这叫做智慧人，这世人认为的智慧人。
The people of the world define wise men as someone who is intelligent and seem to know many things.
但是圣经认为的，圣经说的智慧人到底是什么呢？什么才称为智慧人呢？
But what is the definition of wise men in the Bible?
所以大家注意哦，圣经说的智慧人跟世人认为的智慧人是相差很远的，完全不一样的。
So let us take note that the definition of the Bible regarding this wise man and the definition of the world is completely different.
末世必有智慧人的出现。
In the last days, there shall be wise men appearing.
而且我们也看到他们在末世在做什么，这些智慧人在做什么。
And we can see clearly what these wise men will be doing.
我们先来回答圣经的智慧人是什么，是怎样叫做智慧人。
Let us first answer what are these wise men according to the Bible.
请看箴言书的第九章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
第十节。
Verse 10.
九章十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
那很清楚，原来圣经说的智慧人就是那些敬畏神的人，认识神的人，敬畏神的人。
It is very clear here that those who have wisdom are those who know God and understand what is.
你敬畏神就是你智慧的开端的开始，开始你从此有了智慧。
To fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以很清楚，很简单。原来圣经的智慧人就是敬畏神的人，你就是一个智慧的人。
So it is very clear, it is very simple. If you know God, then you have wisdom.
那今天很多人都信神了。
Today many people believe in God.
但信神的人都不是所有信神的人都是智慧的。
But it doesn't mean that all those who believe in God are wise.
要对神敬畏、虔诚敬拜的才是智慧人，对神敬畏的才是智慧人。
It is those people who fear God these people will have wisdom.
好像我们教会有很多信徒啊。他们也信真神，信独一真神啊，也拜独一真神啊。
For example, in our church, there are many believers, and all of us worship the one true God.
我们从来都没有否认这些啊，我们也没有怀疑神，都没有。
We have never denied all this, and we have never doubted.
但你看，有些信徒他会敬畏神吗？他会怕神吗？
But you look at some of the believers, do you think they fear God?
他们根本不怕神的。
They do not fear God.
甚至传道指责出他们的错误来。
The preachers will sometimes point out their mistakes.
他们在教会做的那些恶事，他们不怕的。
The evil that they have done, they are not afraid.
他们甚至不悔改，还要对付你，对付传道。
They will not repent, and they will even go against the preachers.
那请问他是不是一个敬畏神的人呢
？So are they the ones who fear God?
他不是一个敬畏神的人，他只是一个相信神的人，但是他不是敬畏神的人。
Now these people, they do not fear God. They only believe in God.
所以大家清楚了哦，但以理书说的末世必有智慧人出现，智慧人就一定有敬畏神的人出现在末世。
The book of Daniel tells us that in the last days there shall arise these wise people, and these wise people are those who fear God.
那回到但以理书十二章的第三节。
Coming back to Daniel chapter 12 verse 3.
那么这些智慧人呢，必发光。
These wise men shall shine.
原来智慧人就是发光的人啊。
So these wise people, they will shine.
他们所发的光，好像天上的星光，天上的光这样。
And they will shine like the brightness of the firmament.
那么他们的光就是从神来的，属天上的光。
Their light comes from God and it belongs
to God. 那么他们的光呢，是看得见的。
And their light is visible.
是美丽动人的。
It is beautiful and it touches.
而且是在黑暗中特别显得很明亮的。
And it shines very brightly in
the dark. 你看，我们晚上的时候看到天上的光的时候，那感觉就是这样，在黑暗中特别明亮，特别漂亮。
When we see light in the darkness, it is particularly beautiful.
而且在天上的光哦，你晚上的时候，你无论在哪一个角落，在哪一个国家，你看上去你一定看到，无论你在哪里都会看到。
And no matter where you are, as long as you gaze into the heavens, you will be able to see the brightness of the light.
末世的时候，这些智慧人啊，敬畏神的人，他们所发的光哦，大家很清楚的看得见的。
So in the last days, the light that is shown by these wise people will be very visible and bright.
而且是圣洁，是美丽的。
It is beautiful and it is holy.
那个是神的荣耀来的。
That is the glory of God.
在末日黑暗的时候，在末日那个种种罪恶的时候，他们特别显得美。把神的荣美显现出来，把神的荣耀照显现出来。
In the dark world of the last days, they will shine forth the glory of God very brightly in them.
这个是末世的第三种情景，你会看到的情景就是情况。
These are the third scene that you will see in the last days.
继续，他们不单只会发光。
We continue. Not only will they shine.
那他们还做什么呢？
What else will they do?
他们不单只持守真道。还把真道、真理、得救的福音来教导人，使人归义，使人进入永远里去。
Not only will they keep the faith, they will also turn many to righteousness.
看第三节下半段啊。
We see the third verse.
那使多人归义的必发光如新，就是说这些人不单只敬畏神，不单只坚持真理，他还教导真理，还引导人家去进入真理里面去。
So these wise people, not only do they fear God and they have faith in them, they will also turn many to God's righteousness.
这个就是今天真耶稣教会 的工作来的，真耶稣教会的使命来的。
This is the work and commission of the True Jesus Church.
不单只自己坚守真理、持守真理，还要教导真理，让人家进入永远里面去。
Not only does the True Jesus Church keep the words of God, the church will also turn many to righteousness.
那所教导的那就是真理啊，使人归义，就是按照神的吩咐、神的真理来教导呀。
They will teach according to the words of God, so that we can turn to God.
那因此教会真耶稣教会就是持守真理的教会，也是教导真理的教会。
As such, our True Jesus Church is one that keeps the word of God, and it is also the one that teaches God.
以真理引导人归义得救的教会。
And with the gospel, with the words of God, we turn many to God's righteousness.
那你今天自己好好的看一看。
So today, let's take a look.
在末世这么多基督教派当中，这么多其他的外教会当中，哪一个基督教派是符合这个真理的得救、真理的福音？哪一个？你自己想想看。
In these last days, is there any church that follows completely the words of the Bible?
到目前为止，就是真耶稣教会。
Right until now, there is only.
虽然人家说我们很骄傲，但是事实上也是这样子。
Although some churches say we are very arrogant and proud, but this is the fact.
不然你讲啊，你所认识的任何教派啦，或者在书本上看的，或者现在你所认识的外教会，哪一个是符合得救真理的？哪一个？
Perhaps from the books that you have written, from the books that you have read, or from the other denominations that you have come across, is there any church that follows everything according to the Bible?
但是当我们真耶稣教会说，真耶稣是得救的教会，是教导真理的教会的时候呢，请你注意哦。
But when we say that our church is the church that will be saved and it teaches men to return to God,
因为在真耶稣教会里面，不是每一个信徒都是智慧人哦，因为有一些信徒是不怕神的，不敬畏神的哦。
Then we must take note that not all believers in the true church revere and honor God because some of them do not fear God.
当我们说真耶稣教会是得救的教会，是教导真理的教会的时候，因为教会里面有一些人是不遵从，是不服从真理的。甚至是反抗真理的，是不行真理的。
And there are some in the true Jesus Church who does not follow the words of God, and they even deny the truth.
那就是主耶稣说的，有教会里面有败子有麦子，有败子。
And that is what our Lord Jesus says in the last days. In the true church, there will be tares and wheat.
神的国里面就是教会里面有山羊，也有绵羊。
In the house of God, in the kingdom, in the house of God, there will be goat and sheep.
甚至主耶稣说，有恶人跟善良的人，有恶的仆人，也有善良的仆人，有没有？
Will,
你这个作恶的，你这个善良的仆人，都有恶的跟善的人。
There are those good and faithful servants, and there are also lazy and wicked servants.
但无论怎样
，But whatever it is,
真教会就是得救的教会，就是坚守真理、引人归义的教会。
The true Jesus Church is the church that will be saved, and it helps men, it turns men into righteousness to the correct path.
那些在教会里面不悔改的、不遵守真理的，他们就会被神留在世界上。
Those in the church who do not follow God's words, they will be left behind in the world.
他们就没有办法被提上天的了。
They will not be able to be lifted up by God.
这个是我们从第三节里面我们看到的真理，也要自己自我检讨、警醒的一件事。
This is the truth that we can read in verse 3, and this is also something that we must reflect upon.
我们是不是末世的智慧人呢？
Are we the wise men of the last days?
原来智慧人就是敬畏神的人。
So wise men are those who fear God.
我们有敬畏神吗？
Do we fear God?
好，那我们继续。那么智慧人所发的光哦，直到永永远远。
So this light that is shine, that this the wise man shines this bright eternally.
他们所做的，他们所付出的。他们所付出的，直到永永远远，是非常有价值的。
Everything that they do is forever, and it is very worthy.
这是最宝贵的。
And this is most precious.
也是最荣耀的。
This is most glorious.
也是最喜乐的。
It is most joyful.
因为圣经预言说，我们的光啊，这些义人发的光是永永远远到永恒里面去的。
Because the Bible prophesies that the light that we shine will be forever and ever.
所以你现在受的苦，你现在为真理所受的逼迫，受的一切冤屈，很有价值的。因为它会到永远里面去的。
So the suffering that you go through or the tribulations that you encounter today is worth every while because it will be forever.
所以主耶稣教导我们说，若唯一受逼迫的人有福了，你要快乐呀，因为你这种受逼迫，你会到永远去，你那个光啊，会到永远去。
That is why our Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, because it will be forever."
那个光是什么光
？What is this light?
你坚守真理，你坚持爱神，你坚持神的话，这种光啊，这种爱神的心、爱真理的心啊，永永远远啊，被神纪念。
If you hold on to God's words and to the church, then this kind of light that you shine will be forever.
这是我们值得最安慰的地方，直到永永远远。
And this is where it is most comforting because it is forever.
如果那个光不能到永远，也没有意思呀。
If this light is not forever, then it is quite meaningless.
是吗？直到十年、二十年、三十年，然后没有了，没有意思呀。
If it is only for one, two, or three decades, then it will be quite meaningless.
我们继续第四节。
We continue with verse 4.
末世的情景是怎么样的呢？
What kind of a scene will we have in the last days?
这里说，但以理，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书。
Here it tells us that Daniel shut up the words and sealed the book.
我们看到这一段圣经常常误解。
We often misunderstand.
以为神不要我们看，不要我们明白，因为封起来了。
We think that God does not want us to know or understand because it has been shut up.
其实不是。
Actually, it is not.
其实原文有他这样的意思，但以理啊，你要小心的把这书、把这个预言小心的保存起来，完好的封闭，就是完好的把它保存起来。不是叫我们不要去明白，而是叫我们好好的收藏起来。
the original version has this meaning where shutting up the words is actually meant as preserving it well.
纵使许多人轻视神的话，哦，不看重神的话，甚至不相信神的启示，我们也要很珍惜的把神的话、神的启示完完整整的保留起来、保存起来，存在我们的心里面。
So even if others do not believe or even despise the words of God, we as God's children, we must preserve and keep these words of God well.
然后一直到末时的时候呢，这个预言成就的时候，预言发生的时候，到那日，啊，也，那到那日我们就大家明白了，而且感谢神应允了。
Right until the end of days, everything will be.Everything that is prophesied will be fulfilled.
好，今日真耶稣教会就是把神的话、神的启示，靠着圣灵的帮助，完完全全的、完整的保存下来。今天真耶稣教会就是这样。
Entering into the true Jesus Church, we as believers, we have to preserve and keep the words of God.
今真耶稣教会所保存的，就是把它神的道理、耶稣道理把它浓缩起来，就是十大信仰、五个教义、五大教义、十大信仰，就是。把主耶稣启示的圣灵启示的把它完整的保留起来十大信仰
and the ten important teachings of the Bible and the five doctrines of the church is what we have been trying very hard to preserve and to keep
五
five doctrines
但是十大信仰
ten teachings
有讲哈、哦、因为十大信仰里面就是包括五大教义在里面的十大信仰里面就已经包括五大教义在里面。
Our five doctrines is already included in the ten major teachings.
这些都是神宝贵的话，神吩咐我们要做的。
These are the words, the precious words of our Lord, and it has been.
这些都是真诚的启示，启示真耶稣教会的。
These are what has been prophesied and revealed to the true Jesus.
因为不是我们的前辈、我们的以前的工人去研究出来的真理，不是研究出来的，神启示下来的。
This is not something that our early workers have discovered or researched on their own.
我们最初期的三大工人，他们都是没有，有一些都没有读到书的，不懂的。没有读到什么书的呀。
Our three early workers are not very educated.
就他们的教义留下来的，要面向下洗礼啊，要守安息日啊，要受圣灵啊，全部都是神启示明白的呀。
All the teachings.
世界神启示的呀。
The teachings that they have imparted to us, baptism with head bowed, and the importance of Sabbath, keeping Sabbath, and the Holy Spirit are all revealed by God, not something that they have.
这个就是第四节哈、哦，神吩咐但以说你要。把这话封闭，直到末时，把神的真理好好的保存起来。
And this is
一直到他再来。
This is the meaning of shutting up the words, that is to preserve and to keep it well.
那我们就一直误解说哦，把这话封闭，把这书封闭，神不要人家知道，神不要我们明白。我们常常就这样来了解这一段，
Super.
其实不是。
Superficially, we tend to understand this verse as God does not want us to understand because God wants us to shut it up. But actually, this is not so.
好，我们那么继续看下去，末世的情景会怎样呢？
Let us continue to look what kind of scene we will see in the last.
末世的情景哦，到时候呢，到那个时候末时呢，末时就是现在喽，现在就是末时了。
We are now living in the last days.
是吗？我们读但以理书那第二章的时候，已经到那个脚趾了，最后了。脚趾了。
When we read Daniel chapter 2, we have come to the stage where now we are at the feet.
这个你不用怀疑的，你不用再去研究了的，就是末，现在就是末时了的。
You do not have to doubt and you do not have to do any more research because
你哪里知道？
We are already living in the last days.
就是启示已经到脚趾了，这没有了啦。
God has already revealed that now we are living in the last days.
真耶稣教会出现的时候呢，就是末世时代了。
The feet of the feet at the part of the feet now.
那这里说这个时候呢，必有多人来往奔跑。
And here it tells us that there will be many who go to and fro.
然后知识增加。
And knowledge will increase.
你现在看现在的末世情况，末世的生活，末世的情景，完完全全确实是这样。
This is exactly the condition of our last days today.
但是这里有几个不同的解释。
But there are a few different explanations. Yeah.
那七十四译本哦，就是主前一百五十年哦，有七十二个文士翻译圣经，把希伯来文翻译成希腊文。在主前一百五十年前
，In B.C. 150, there were about 70 who have
72
72 who has actually tried to translate the Bible from Hebrew to Greek.
Yeah. 那这个 72个人是怎么来的呢? 就是每一个支派派出六个人来。
So how
12个支派派六个人的72个。
Every tribe they send a 6 representative, so 6 times 12 you get 72.
那当时是只有希伯来文，没有希腊文。
At that time they only have Hebrew Bible.
那现在我们看的新约圣经全部都是希腊文来的。
And now the New Testament are all written in Greek.
当我们讲原文原文的时候，请你注意哦，你是在讲希伯来文还是在讲希腊文，那是不同的。
When we talk about the original version, it is different whether you talk about Hebrews or in Greek.
那么72个文士呢，就是把希伯来文最古老的希伯来文翻译成当时的现代的那时代的希腊文，so this, 就是我们现在读的常常说的原文。
So these 72 scribes, they will translate the original Hebrew into Greek.
那么74译本呢，它是这样翻译的，这一段哦。
And according to this original version, this verse is translated this way.
直到多人遗留在地上，然后呢，到处都有罪恶充斥。直到末时必有多人来往奔跑。哦，七十四译本是这么说，直到有很多人遗留在地上。
It means in the last days there will be many people on earth.
就是说人口。 膨胀了，人口爆炸了。
There will be the population will increase.
然后呢，到处有罪恶充满。And
sin will fill the earth.
这就是罪恶增加，不断的增加，不会减少。In
other words, sin will continue to increase.
末世有两个增加，就是人口增加，跟着就是罪恶增加这两件事。In
the last days, there will be two things that will increase. First is the population. The second one is sins.
那么知识增加呢？我们现在的知识也不断的增加。
And our knowledge continues to increase.
请问那个知识是什么知识？
What is this knowledge?
那个知识不是认识神的知识，不是敬拜神的知识呀。
This knowledge is not the knowledge to worship God.
那个知识是犯罪的知识，离开神的知识。
This knowledge is the knowledge to sin and to depart from God.
现在我们的知识都很厉害，我们的头脑都很厉害，也发明很多东西，就让人家更远离神，让人家更加不信神的。这种知识是不断的增加。
Men seem to have great knowledge today. They are able to invent many things, but these are the very things that make men depart from God.
这里说的知识增加，讲清楚就是犯罪的知识来的，得罪神的知识，远离神的知识来的。This
increase of knowledge is actually referring to the increase of sin, knowledge of sin and knowledge to depart from God.
就是应验魔鬼对亚当说的：“你赐了你的眼睛，就明亮了，你就有智慧了。”那种智慧，那就是。 犯罪的智慧，犯罪的知识，离开神的知识，得罪神的知识。那这种知识要来做什么呢？
This fulfills what the devil said to Adam that when the day when he ate of the fruit, then he will be able to see.
你没有发现到吗？现在人的知识越厉害，犯罪越可怕吗
？Do you not know?
现在犯罪人不是那些没有读到书的，你知道吗？那些读到书很厉害的人哦，他们犯的罪更可怕，很可怕。
Do you notice that those people who seemingly have knowledge, the sins that they commit are very dreadful?
那些没有读到书的啊，没有钱的呀，最多是偷东西呀，抢一些几十块呀、几百块呀。那些有读到书的，他们犯罪哪里有几百块的？几千万、几亿这样来偷、这样来抢的呀，而且没有罪的，你找不到他的罪案，你找不到他的罪的，因为他很有知识去犯罪。 他会走立法律漏洞，你告不到他的呀。这个就是知识呀，他们犯罪的知识啊。简单讲就。
Those who are poor and are not very educated, they will steal in the pennies or the dollars. But those who are more educated, they are more skillful, and they will steal in the millions and billions. And there is no way you can investigate and expose them.
那来往奔跑哦，我们中文小字有说，却行的研究。 很专心的研究，看到吗？中文小字，那就是原文了。Running
to and fro means 研究就是 to research。
那你看今天的科学、医学不断的在确行的研究，我们的科技啊，很不断的一直在进步。You
notice that science and medicine today continue to advance。
在哪一个领程都非常的进步。
In every section, they continue to advance.
这里也就是末世的情景，在但以理书已经预言了。我们很专心去研究一些知识， 研究一些领域里面的一些知识，然后我们不断的长进，不断的进步。
This has been prophesied by Daniel. The last days, all these will continue to advance, and we will continue to improve.
这是指外面哈、哦，这个世界上的知识，各科学啦、科技啦、医学啦等等的知识。
This refers to the knowledge of the world, refers to science, medicine, as well as technology.
也有人把它解释成哈、哦，在信仰里面，也有许多人对圣经神的话确信的研究。也有人在这样说了。
Some people also interpret this as the devout will also seek knowledge in God.
那这样解释我也可以接受，我本人也接受。
I am able to to accept this.
因为你现在看、哦、我们的圣经知识现在几厉害，你知道吗？
If you look at some of the knowledge of the people,
比以前我们懂太多了，懂知道的太多了。
We know a lot more of the Bible today.
以前人都没有什么神学训练班啊，没有什么神学班，什么班都没有。
In the past, our early workers do not have any of these theological classes.
这个知道很多圣经的背景啊，它的考古学啊，它的什么人类学啊，什么环境学，什么学都在里面。圣经里面很多考古学，很多背景，很多知识啊，我们都懂，
today,
都知道了。
Today we know a lot of the background of the stories in the Bible, as well as the archaeology behind it.
所以有些人成了神学家。
That's why
专研究神的。
Some people they have become theologians. They study.
也有些人哈、哦、成为解经家，很会讲解到啊圣经的。
Some people they are able to expound on the Bible.
也有些人成了神学博士，有好几张这个神学的博士。
Some of these people they even have doctorates on the theology.
这些都说明这些圣经知识哈、哦、不断的长进，确信研究真的不断的进步。
So we can see that these people continue and this kind of knowledge continue to advance.
但是你发现到吗？这些神学知识这么进步啊，得救吗？能够使人得救吗？你自己想想看。
But have you ever wondered, these people, these theologians are so advanced, but can they enable men to be saved?
这些神学知识得到了、研究了，是让人家更亲近神、更认识神，还是更远离神呢？你自己想想看。
The doctrines or the teachings of the Bible that they have researched, does it enable men to be saved, or does it bring men further from God?
现在神学界里面就是研究神的、研究圣经的这个领域里面呢，有个可怕的现象：你越研究神、越研究耶稣，你越不相信耶稣。
And there is
现在变成这样子。
And there is a current phenomena whereby the more they research into theology, the more they will depart from God.
知识增加了，
knowledge increases.
但能够得救吗？使你更认识神啊？没有。
But will it enable you to know God more?
然后自己更加的骄傲，然后自己认为自己很专业，很懂很多，你就不再听了，不再听人家的讲解，
only...
不再听圣灵的启示、圣灵的教导，你都不听。
It will only make them more arrogant and puffed up, and they will no longer listen to the revelations of the Holy Spirit.
我们这耶稣教会有一段时间哦，差点走偏差，差一点。
There was one point in time where our True Jesus Church almost deviated.
在我们的神学院里面还不够，还要多加一个神学研究院研究班，比神学院更高一级的、更厉害的、更深入的研究的。
On top of the normal theological seminary, we almost had this theological research.
那个名称就叫做研究班啊，研究。
It is
不是真理，我一直强调，真理不是研究来的，真理是神启示来的，不是你去研究来的。你研究来的，你一定糟糕的，你一定偏离神，因为你研究的，你不是从神那边启示来的。
I have stressed that the truth in the Bible is not for you to research. It is for God to reveal it to you through the Holy Spirit.
我心里很反感，也很不同意这样的设立这样的一个部门，我非常不同。
Therefore, I do not agree with the establishment of this kind of department.
所以结果就是这样，结果真的是这样。
This is the result.
他们就是那些学生去读了出来的，有一句流行的话，很流行，不懂原文就是不懂圣经。我的天哪！不懂原文，你就是不懂圣经。
Someone remarked that if you do not know the original version of the Bible, then you do not know the
Bible. 你多么的无知，你多么的骄傲，你知道吗？
Do they know how ignorant they are?
你已经走偏差，已经走跟神的道理真理走很远了，跟这些书教会走很远了，你知道吗？
Do they realize that they have departed from God, from the teachings of the Bible?
那些懂原文的全部都很多都不信耶稣的，那些懂原文的把耶稣钉在十字架上，你知道吗？
Those are the
people 钉在耶稣。 定耶稣的是犹太人啊，是讲原文的呀。
Those who are the people,
难道不是吗？
The people who know the original version, know Greek, they are the ones who knew Jesus.
他们研究那个摩西五经、旧约圣经那些律法的呀，就把耶稣钉掉，他们都是懂原文的人啊。
They are the ones who research into the Torah and the teachings and the laws of Moses.
懂原文就是懂圣经吗？就懂真理吗？
Does it mean that if you know the original version, you know the truth?
如果外教会这样讲，我没话讲。我们真耶稣教的传道这样讲，那就糟糕了。
If it comes,
我们的神在哪里？我们的启示在哪里？我们的圣灵在哪里？
If it comes from the other churches, then it is understandable. But if it comes from our church, then in
因为原文这种东西不需要启示的呀，原文你去读，你读懂了就知道了，你去读就会了，这种知识读就可以了，何必还要圣灵启示呀？我读就可以了。
Because the
我研究我就可以知道了，我研究呀。
Original version is something that you need only to read it, not to be revealed by God.
有一些事情我们很难过了，但是又说不出口。
There are some matters that grieve us, but we are unable to speak it out.
人家会觉得你不进步了，你这样的思想不进步了。
Some will say that, with this kind of thinking, we will never improve.
我宁愿我不进步，但是我保持单纯，对神单纯的心，以及保存那个真理的心，那个当初真理的心。
I would rather maintain, this simplicity of heart towards God rather than to have all this, knowledge.
我们看五节到十二节。
We read verses 5.
这五节到十二节是最后的对话，最后的讲的啊，天使跟但以理的对话。
Verses 5 to 12 is the final conversation between the angel and Daniel.
基本上，天使已经对小角的异表、地基督的绝迹以及末世的灾难。以及复活种种的重要道理都已经讲解了，已经预言，已经讲解了。天使对小角的异表。
The angel has already spoken of the prefiguration of the little horn.
对地基督的那种绝迹跟他的行为。
The antichrist, the behavior of the antichrist and his manifestation.
还有末期的大灾难。
As well as the troublous time in the last days.
还有那些复活等等重要的道理。
As well as the important teachings of resurrection.
从七章到十二章这里哈，基本上全部都讲解完了，也预言完了。
Oh, from chapter 7 to 12, everything has been explained and prophesied.
从五节到十二节呢，应该说，但以理书的意象，它的信息可以宣布结束了，已经宣布可以结束了。
From verses 5 to 12, it can be said that these are the conclusion of all the visions.
所以我称这十二章的主题为终结的意象，在所有的意象中，这是终结的意象。
That is why I deem this as the concluding vision. It is the conclusion of all the
visions. 把但以理书的所有意象呢，在这里终结起来，把它终结起来。
Of all the visions that Daniel has seen, this is the conclusion.
但是呢，因为但以理对预言的时间呢、时间点呢、他非常的关心，非常的注意。
But Daniel was very concerned, and particular about these days.
所以请注意，才有引起了这一段五节到十二节，引起了这一段他与天使的对话，也同时看到三位天使的对话。
And that is why, there is this verses 5 to 12 where he was, very curious about this and the conversation between these three angels and Daniel.
当我们进入里面去看的时候，才发现到原来这三位天使其中一个就是主耶稣基督，是在跟主耶稣对话，主基督在对话。
If we were to delve deeper, we find that one of the three angels, is actually Jesus.
好，请读第五节。
Verse 5, Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank, and the other on that riverbank.
好，我们这里看到有三位天使，是吗？
Can you see there are three angels here?
一个站在河这边，一个站在河那边，对吧？河这边有一个，河那边有一个。
One on this riverbank, and the other on that riverbank.
第六节。
Verse 6.
那有一个站在河水以上的，然后有一个是站在河水上面。原文是站在河水的上面。
On verse 6, there is another one who was above the waters of the river.
这样就有三位天使了。
So there are altogether three angels.
那么其中有一位天使就问站在河水上面的那位天使。
Then one angel said to the angel who was standing above the waters of the river.
那么这个站在河水上面天使是怎样的形象呢？是什么？
What kind What kind of a manifestation does the angel who was above the waters of the river have?
这个站在河水上面的天使呢，他是穿着细麻衣服的。
This angel who was above the waters of the river, he was clothed in linen.
啊，我们就称他为穿细麻布的天使。
So we term him
细麻衣的天使。
We term him as the angel who was clothed in linen.
你进屋去看，原来就是主耶稣来的啦。
If you were to delve deeper, you find that this angel is Jesus.
那天使以什么形象来显现呢？这里看到好像是以人的形象来显现。
It looks as though this angel manifested himself in the form of man.
那么为什么有三个天使出现呢？
Why are there this emergence of these three angels?
原来他们三位天使只是在做见证。
These three angels were actually testifying.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为那个穿细麻衣的只做天来启示。在启示一件启示就是很重要的事情。
The one clothed in linen, he was making a very important prophecy.
啊，第七节啊。
Verse 7.
请读。
Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and a half a time, and when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished.
我们直接讲主耶稣基督了啊，穿细麻衣的。这个主耶稣向天启示的时候呢，另两个天使在旁边做见证。
We shall refer to this person, this man, this angel clothed in linen as our Lord Jesus Christ.
表示这见证是非常真实的，非常严重的，非常真实的。
When he spoke, then these two angels testified.
因为主耶稣曾经说过哦，如果要控告什么事情都好，最少要两三个人来做见证。
Jesus said,
让你的见证才是真的。
Jesus said that if there is any accusation against anybody, there should be at least two witnesses.
哦，时间关系我们不读啊，就是马太福音书18:16。
Due to time, we shall not read, but it's in Matthew chapter 18, verse 16.
哦，因为这个是耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
你们所控告的事情，最少要有两个到三个人的见证，这个见证才能够成立。
If there is any testimony, you need to have the words of these two.
他这样教导我们，他自己要做见证的时候，他也带两个天使来做见证，两三个天使在做见证。
This is what Jesus taught us, and this is what he did. He brought along two angels to testify.
那保罗这也是这样的教导我们。
Paul also taught us likewise.
他说，如果我们要控告长老，特别是控告长老。
He said, if you want to accuse the elders,
那是很严重的事情哦。
It would be something that is very serious.
那你也最少要有两个到三个的见证。
Then you must have at least two or three.
你只是你自己在讲的，那个教会不接受的，不接受你的控告的。
If you merely say it without any without any witness, then
除非也有其他的人来做见证，这个长老就是这样做，这个长老就这样犯罪。
Unless you have
有两三个人来见证
，unless you have two or three to witness, then it would be effective.
这个是在提摩太前书第五章。
This is recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 5.
19节。
Verse 19.
我在解释为什么要三个天使，原来就是在做见证。
I want to explain why there are three angels because they are testifying, making
clear witness. 特别是在见证，站在河水上面那个天使在启示见证，他的见证是真的。
They are bearing witness that the Lord Jesus who testified what he said is true.
那么站在河水上的是穿细麻布的。
The one standing on above the water is wearing linen.
我称为哦，主耶稣很喜欢，原来主耶稣很喜欢穿的衣服，细麻衣是主耶稣喜欢穿的衣服。
I like to say that our Lord Jesus likes to be clothed in linen.
你在等耶稣，你自己时间去找了哈，我们没有时间了。你看耶稣出现的时候，这个主耶稣基督出现的时候，他就穿细麻衣的，在但以理书你看。
In the book of Daniel, you notice that when God appears, he will be clothed in linen.
那么那个天使呢？哦，七位天使启示录七位天使，降七灾的那个天使也是穿细麻衣的，请你注意。
In the book of Revelation, the angel who gave the seven bowls, they were also clothed in linen.
那么在以西结书呢？神叫天使进圣殿去杀那些长老执事的时候。那些教会里面的人的时候，那个秘密的天使也是穿细麻衣的。
In the book of Ezekiel.
以西结。
In the book of Ezekiel, when God sent the angel.
啊，天使。
God sent the angel to kill the priest. He was also clothed in linen.
那么一直到启示说。我们信徒跟着主耶稣一起去出战打仗的时候，也是穿细麻衣的。
In Revelation, when we go to battle with our Lord Jesus, we are also clothed.
我一直这样强调，就是说，原来细麻衣就是天国衣服。 也是主耶稣喜欢穿的衣服。
I like to stress on this linen because it is the robe of the heavenly kingdom and something that the.
刚才我讲的都是每一个所穿的衣服都是有圣经章节，我没有时间去翻而已。
I have no time to say that these clothes have biblical support.
我们看一下，看一节就好了，启示录十九章。
Let us just refer to one verse, Revelation chapter 19.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。这里说哦，许多信徒啊，我们都是天上的众军，神的军兵，神国的军队。骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，哦，跟随元帅耶稣基督去出战，穿着细麻衣去出战。
Here it tells us, the armies of God, are clothed in fine linen, and they are all following Jesus on this white horse, ready for battle.
那十九章的七节跟八节。
Chapter 19, verses 7 to 8.
信徒也是穿着细麻衣，等候主耶稣来迎接他。
The believers are also wearing this, are also clothed in linen, yeah. waiting for our Lord Jesus to come.
出战也是穿细麻衣，等候耶稣要好，主耶稣要迎接我们，我们要也是穿细麻衣。
Waiting for Jesus to come, for this marriage of the Lamb, as well as going out to battle, we are also clothed in this fine linen.
无论天使还是现今的信徒、现今的教会，都是在穿细麻衣，连主耶稣也在穿细麻衣。
Whether it is the angels or the believers, and even our Lord Jesus, they were all clothed in
fine linen. 所以我称这细麻衣为天国衣服呀。
That is why I term this fine linen as the robe of the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣穿，天使穿，我们也穿。
Our Lord Jesus wears is clothed in fine linen. The angels clothed in fine linen. So are we.
兄弟，你有穿上这件衣服吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we clothed in fine linen?
你到底有没有这件衣服啊？细麻衣啊？
Do you even have this fine linen to start with?
如果没有，你就赶快向主耶稣买哦。这件衣服是要买的哦，不是送的哦。主耶稣没有送你的哦，你要买的哦。
If you do not have this fine linen, you have to purchase this from our Lord.
那救恩的衣服、救恩的白衣，那就是送的，不用买的。主耶稣白白给我们得到的，知道吗？救恩的白衣，穿上救恩的白衣，那个就是送你的，你不用买的。
This robe, this white robe of salvation is freely given to you. You don't have to purchase it.
但是这个细麻衣哦，不是送的，你不要搞错哦，你要自己买的，要向主耶稣买的呀。
But this fine linen is not to be given to you free of charge. You have to buy it.
那么主耶稣对于老底家教会第三章十八节说，你要买衣服啊，因为你赤身露体，你要向我买衣服，对不对？
In Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, God tells the church in Laodicea that they have to buy from him.
那个白衣呢？耶稣叫老底家教会买的那件白衣呢，就是细麻衣来的。
The white garments that God asked the church in Laodicea to buy from him is actually the fine linen.
因为在十九章的第八节说，这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义，穿光明洁白的细麻衣，就是也是白色的白衣来的。细麻衣也是白 一种白衣来的。
In Revelation chapter 19 verse 8, this fine linen is white, and this is actually the righteous acts of the saints.
那就是说要买的呀。
So Jesus said we need to buy.
没有送你的呀。
It is not for you.
因为你要自己买，就是说你要自己努力，你要自己付出。来去爱你的神，来去守神的道理，来去行出主耶稣的真理。你要付出，要去买的，要去得到它，你要付出努力的呀。
If you need to buy it, it means that you have to pay a high price. You need to love God. You need to follow His commandments.
所以请注意哦，那个老底家教会耶稣叫他要买白衣哦，那是细麻衣来的，那不是救恩的衣。有人解释那是救恩的衣，那是错误的，因为救恩的衣不用买，救恩的衣是耶稣白白给我们。圣经说白白得来的，那叫做救恩的衣，白衣。
In Revelation chapter 3, when God asked the church in Laodicea to, when God mentioned about this white garment in the church of the Laodicea, this white garment is free for them. It's not something that they buy.
我想我今天就把它讲完它吧。我们讲两个字词就好了啦。
I shall finish it this evening.
回到但以理书十二章。
We return to Daniel chapter 12.
那个主耶稣启示的那一段我就不讲了，就是表示很重要，很真实了。重点就是这样。
I don't have to explain the testimony by Jesus.
那么我们讲第三段。
We talk about the third section.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他说：“但以理啊，你只管去，因为这话已经封闭，直到末时了。”
He said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed."
啊，因为第八节但以理说他不明白嘛，他要知道那个绝句怎样嘛。
Because verse 8, Daniel said that he did not understand, and he wanted to know what the end is.
那个主耶稣对他说，就穿细麻衣的对他说，已经封了。一定要到末时才会开起来，才会把它开起来。
Jesus, who was clothed in white linen, told him, "It is closed and sealed."
所以他封闭，他有他的时间。到末世的时候，就是说，到末世的时候必会打开了，那、啊、你就不用再问了。
It is closed and sealed until the end of days.、
嗯、那这里的封闭跟第四节的封闭不一样。
And this close here and the close, the shut up in verse four.
这里的封闭说你不用再问了，不会再告诉你，不会再启示你。
Here, the closed and sealed means, you do not have to ask anymore. I will not explain anymore.
好，那突然间，主耶稣又自己多讲了两个字，指出来，跑出来。
And suddenly, Jesus talks about these 2 days.
嗯，那第十节，来读第十节。
We read verse 10.
必有许多人使自己洁净清白，而且被熬炼。
Many will be purified, made white, and refined.
那恶人仍继续行恶。
The wicked will continue to do wicked.
那恶人呢？他不明白一切，一切都不明白，特别是神的话、神的旨意、神将来的事情，他都不明白。你跟他讲讲，他也不明白。
These wicked people will not understand the things pertaining to God.
唯独智慧人能明白。
It is only the wise will be able.
智慧人为什么明白？因为他敬畏神，他心中有神。
The wise will be able to understand because in their hearts they have.
圣灵就带领他，圣灵就感动他。
The Holy Spirit will lead them and guide them.
这一段我也不再多讲了。
I don't have to elaborate here.
好，我们请注意看两个字。
We take note of this two time take days.
十一节
，verse 11。
除了长线的翻祭，并设立那行可毁坏可憎之物的，必有1290日。这是突然间主耶稣特别讲出1290日的事情来。
Here suddenly Jesus talks about the 1290 days.
那另外一个日子就是十二节的。
The other one is in verse 12。
等到1335日的那日，那人变为有福。
1335 days later, then he would be blessed.
因为时间关系，我就讲重点就好了。
Due to time, I will only talk about the important facts.
这两个日子是什么日子来的
？What are these two days?
请注意，耶稣自己有解释。
And Jesus explained.
这个一千两百九十日就是除掉长线的祭，并行毁坏可憎之物的那个时候。就是1290日。
This 1290 days is referring to the abomination of desolation.
那这很简单的说，这1290就是灾难逼迫的时日了。
This refers to the time of trouble and time of tribulation.
就是我们常常说的那个小脚哈，那个来行毁坏可憎的在圣殿里面。
This is the little horn that we often talk about. He will come to take away the daily sacrifices and all the abomination of desolation in the temple.
你要对照启示录，就是启示录十一章里面的两件事。
You can cross reference it with Revelation chapter 11, the two matters in Revelation 11.
就是圣殿被践踏第一件事。
That is the temple being trampled.
第二件事就是传道人被杀，有没有？两个传道人被杀。
The second one is the preachers. The two preachers will be killed.
就是1290日发生的事。
This is what will happen in during the period of 1260 days.
啊，这个是灾难的日子，特别是真教会灾难的日子。
This is the time of trouble in the True Jesus Church.
但是，请你注意。
But please take note.
1290日比3年半多出30天。
1290 days is actually 30 days more than 3.5 years.
3年半是1260日。
3.5 years equal 1260 days.
但是这里多出30天呢、啊，1290啊，多出30天来的呀。
But this 1290 days is actually 30 days more than 1260 days.
你看启示录哦，有写3年半的，有写42个月的。也有写1260天的，其实这三个写法都是3年半的，
In Revelation, you will actually read of 3.5 years, which is also equal 42 months, which is also equal 1260 days.
啊，但是为什么这里多出三十天呢
？But why is it that here you have 1290 days, which is 30 days extra?
因为在启示录的那个3年半哦，呀，1260就是那个逼迫的日子啊，跟这里讲逼迫的日子是一样的呀。同时是教会被逼迫，传道人被杀，那是逼迫的日子一样的呀。
In Revelation, it talks about the 3.5 years. It is the time of trouble, time of persecution.
我现在解释为什么多出三十天呢
？I shall explain now why is there an extra 30 days.
主耶稣在这里提醒我们。
Here, our Lord Jesus reminds us.
每一个信徒要有心理准备。
All of us must be prepared.
准备什么？
What do we need
准备一颗多受苦难的心，多为耶稣多受苦难的那个心啊。
We need to prepare ourselves for the extra days that we need to suffer for God.
哦，或许哈、哦，真的会多比三年半多住三十天来，让你多受痛苦，多受苦难，会多受苦难。
Perhaps we need to suffer、more than the 1260 days.
嗯，若你能够为主多受一些苦难，请问你愿意吗
？If you are asked to suffer a little bit more for our Lord Jesus, would you be willing?
你会向主耶稣计较说：“主啊，为什么多受三十天来，让我多受苦难三十天？”你会跟主耶稣计较这三十天呢
？Will you be calculative with God as to why you have to suffer another 30 days?
哦，这个问题哦，我不能回答，你自己才可以回答。
I will not be able to answer this question for you.
因为他比三年半多出三十天来多受苦难。
Because this is another 30 days extra on top of the 1260.
这肯定是灾难日子，那是肯定的，不用再去辩论的啦。就是灾难日子。
This is a time of trouble. You do not have to debate.
他的辩论点就是为什么多出三十天。
The question is why is there an extra 30 days?
我的理解是这样。
This is my understanding.
若有多出三十天的苦难日子，请问你愿意接受吗？你会接受吗？你能接受吗？你会跟耶稣计较这三十天吗？
If there is an extra 30 days of suffering, will you be calculative with God as to why you need to do this?
如果能够为主多受三十天的苦难，那你就是个大有信心的人。
If you are able to suffer another 30 days on top of all the days of trouble, then you have great faith.
你也是个大大深爱主耶稣、深爱真神的人。
Then you are one who loves God dearly.
嗯，其实你能够在三年半受苦就已经很有信心了，就已经很爱神了。但是你到多超出了，你的爱已经超出那三年半。
Actually,
你的信心超出那个三年半。
Actually, if you are able to endure these 3.5 years, then you are already, you have already been victorious. But to be able to surpass that with another 30 days extra, then you will be doing very well.
你有这种心理准备吗？
Are you prepared for this?
主耶稣要给你多受苦难，别人没有，就是给你，你能够受吗？多比别人多的多三十天。
If you have to endure another 30 days more compared to others,
不要讲三十天呐、啊，今天给你伤风感冒，你就呱呱叫了。伤风感冒而已，小小的生病，你就叽里呱啦了在那边。
Don't talk about 30 days today. If you have a slight flu, you'll be complaining.
我们现在来讲第二个日子。
We talk about the second one.
十二节。
Verse 12,
等到1335日的那人变为有福。
Those who are able to wait for 1335 days, he will be blessed.
这到底是什么日子呢
？What is this 1335
days? 这当然一样是灾难的日子。
This is also the time of trouble.
这个1335呢，比三年半多出75天。
This 1335 days is actually 75 days more than 1260 days.
75天哦。
75 days.
嗯，刚才那个是多出三十天，那是对我们信徒讲。
The 1290 days is actually 30 days extra.
这个多出的75天到底是要给谁的
？This additional 75 days, what is it for?
谁要多受这75天的苦难
？Who will have to endure this extra 75 days of suffering?
请看耶稣那个穿细麻衣服的讲。
Let's see what this angel clothed in white linen said.
答案是在十二节。
Answer is in verse 12.
那人哦，如果能够等到1335日的那人，那个人哦，变为有福。那个人变为有福。
Blessed is he who waits 1335.
问题是那个人是什么人啊？那个人是谁来的？他要多受75天哦。刚才是多受30天，那是指我。75天，那个人要多受的是谁来的？
Who is this person referring to the person who needs to endure another 75 days?
这个就是难解的地方了。
And this is where it is difficult to explain.
如果耶稣说，如果那个人，那人能够忍耐到1335，他就有福气了。
Jesus said, if he can wait for 1335 days, then he will be blessed.
这是我个人的理解啊。
This is my personal understanding.
如果有听道理的长老、执事、传道，可以做研究一下，可以来沟通一下。
If there is any minister, an elder or a deacon, maybe we can have more.
这一段呢，1335日这一段呢，多出来的75天呢，就是以色列国的以色列民要多受的苦难，是指他们，不是指我们。
This 1335 days, the extra 75 days that they need to suffer is what the Israelite nation had to endure.
因为圣经有说神要救他们嘛，把他们存保留那些遗种，剩下来的遗种神要救他们嘛。
Because the Bible mentioned that the remnant of the Israelites will be saved.
那等到他们能够接受主耶稣的时候，他们的国啊，以色列国已经被毁灭了。几乎被毁灭了。如果神没有保守那一般一小群人哦，死光了，整个国家被毁灭，整个民族被消灭了，那很可怕的战争啊。
By the time they are saved, the whole of the Israelite nation would have been destroyed, and it is only that remnant will be saved.
但是神跟亚伯拉罕立的约啊，要救他们了、啊。神已经立的约，他不能反悔。
But God has made a covenant with Abraham that he will deliver and save the Israelites.
所以把苦难的日子哦延长到75天里面哦，是以色列人得救的问题，得救的时间问题。
So the 75
也是苦难的，他们受逼迫、受毁灭的那个问题。
So these 75 days is where they will be persecuted and their time of trouble.
现在我明白耶稣为什么讲要减少那个日子。我现在我明白。
Now I understand why Jesus said that the days will be shortened.
特别是指他们，对他们讲。
Particularly speaking to the Israelites.
请看那个马太福音书24章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 24.
因为耶稣有讲一句话说，为了显明哦。特别讲为了显明，一定要减少那个日子。
Because Jesus mentioned that for the elect's sake.The days will be short.
当然，你可以说我们也是神的，我们也是神的血。
Of course, you can say that we are also the elect of God.
但是我觉得不是针对我们讲。
But I believe it is not referring to.
等着我会看启示录来解释为什么不是我们。
We shall turn to Revelation later to see why it is not.
我们是看马太福音书24章。
Matthew 24.
22节。
Verse 22.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个可以得救。
Unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved.
只是为显明那个日子一定要减少。
But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
那么前面二十一节说，这个时候呢，是从世界的起头到如今是没有这样的灾难的，以后也不会有的。
In verse 21, it says that this kind of great tribulation has not happened before since the beginning of the world and never.
对以色列国来讲啊，确实是这样啊，没有这么对他们的国家没有这么可怕的毁灭的，没有的。
And for the Israelite nation, this is true because there has not been such a destruction before.
就算他们的历史经过巴比伦毁灭啦、啊，经过波斯啊，那个什么亚述国毁灭也没有全部毁灭啊，就最多把人抓走而已啊。
Even through the Babylonian and Assyrian destruction, at most they were taken exile.
那么这里说，凡有血气的，今天在神的选民上哦，神的选民上还是属于血气的，是指以色列人，不是指我们。
Today those considered to be in the flesh are the Israelites, not us.
我们已经是属灵的，属耶稣的。我们是属灵的国度来的，属灵的亚伯兰子孙来的。
We are the spiritual children of Abraham.
但是如果凡属血气的，还没有信主，还不接受主耶稣的，没有一个可以得救的，很清楚是指以色列的。
So this no flesh will be saved. It refers to the Israelites.
但是只是为了显明以色列人，那日子一定要减少。
But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
我想这个有两个层面的。
I believe this is there are.
你也可以把它解释成今天我们的真教会的信徒。
You can also refer to our true Jesus Church.
那另一个层面也可以解释哈，更应该解释是以色列国度以色列的信徒。
But the other angle can also be referred to the Israelites.
如果神不减少那日子的，没有一个得救，都死光了，怎样得救？
If,
因为保罗说是神为他们保留的，神为了他们哦存留一种特别保留的，所以要减少呀。
If God did not shorten these days, all of them would have died. But what Paul said is that the remnant of the Israelites.
我的时间已经超过十分钟。
I've exceeded 10 minutes.
我们看一节圣经哈，要把它解释完。看一节圣经。
We shall take a look at this verse.
启示录，你就可以你来就明白刚才讲的以色列人75天是对以色列人讲的。
Revelation. This is to explain that the 75 days is actually referring to the Israelites.
请看启示录11章。
Revelation chapter 11.
11节到13节。
Verses 11 to 13.
这里说过了三天半哦，那个两个传道人哦复活起来了。
Here it tells us that after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into this.
十二节，天上有声音对他们上到这里来，两个传道人被提上天了。
And it's written here that these two witnesses were lifted up to heaven.
他们就驾着云上去，他们的仇敌也看见了。
They ascended to heaven in a cloud, and even their enemies saw them.
这一段圣经非常重要。
This is a very important passage of the Bible.
但是很简单的描述，其实非常非常重要。
It describes in very simple words, but it is very important.
这个就是真耶稣教会，神的教会被提呀、啊，提到天上去。
This is the true Jesus Church being lifted up to heaven.
包括那个黄以利沙长老写的启示录，也说启示录其实到这里已经结束了。已经神的工作完成了。
Even Elder Elisha Huang, he explained that this in this passage of the Bible, the work of God is completed.
因为真教会都被提上天了。
Because the true church has been lifted up to heaven.
那么仇敌哦，在地上还有人呢，你知道吗？还没有死光的呢。地上的人看到主耶稣来啊，迎接看到教会被提啊，看到我们升天啊，看到耶稣来啊，这个主耶稣也讲很清楚嘛。那些人要亲眼看到我。那些炸我的人也要看见我从天上来，对不对？就是只在这个时候咯。那就是说他们还没有死咯。
The people of the world, that is the enemies, they will be able to see that the church has been lifted up to heaven.
那么就是我们常常说的，跟以前讲的不一样，有一点不一样，就是我们教会先被提上天，然后才世界末日，才毁灭这个地球，这个宇宙。
There is a slight difference. Our church will be lifted up before the world will be destroyed.
那我们以前讲的就是主耶稣来了，世界末日了，地球没有了，人也死光了，然后大家复活了，然后受审判。但现在我们发现到不是这样。
In the past,
那个有一个时间点不一样。
In the past, we tend to believe that Jesus will come again and to destroy the whole world, then we will be raised to meet God.
教会先被提。
But in actual fact, it is the church that will be lifted up.
留下来的神要审判他们，那个气灾啊。其实最可怕的灾难，神愤怒的那种愤怒的灾难要临到他们，不是给我们真教会的，不是给我们信徒的，是给他们的，给那些作恶的，给那拜偶像的。我们已经被提上去了，所以我们不用受那个可怕的神的愤怒，我们不用受。启示录主耶稣也讲，这不是给我们的，是给那些人的。
So,
主耶稣有讲啊，给他们的。
After the church has been lifted up, then those who are remaining in the world, according to Revelation, God will give them the seven bowls of the wrath of God. It will be poured onto them.
那重点是在十三节来了。
And the main point is in verse 13 here.
正在那个时候，就是教会被提的时候，耶稣来了，他们都看到主耶稣了，是吧？
At that time when the church is being lifted up.
正在那个时候，地大震动，就倒塌了十分之一。
There will be
那个就是大地震哦。
There will be earthquake and many people will be killed.
那个就是启示录那个第六印里面的大地震，很可怕的地震哦。
This is the sixth seal of the Revelation, a very frightening earthquake.
你有时间看第六章的十二节到十四节。
If you have time, you read Revelation chapter 6 verses 12 to 14.
第一大地震。
The great earthquake.
日头变黑。
The sun will be darkened.
天上的星辰坠落。
The stars will fall.
天被挪移。
And the earth will shake.
是我们被提先被提上天，才世界被毁灭。
We will be lifted up to heaven first, then the world will be destroyed.
然后十三节，回到这个第十一章的十三节。
We go back to chapter 11 verse 13.
因为这个地震死的有七千人。
The 7,000 will be killed in the earth.
就是那些哈、哦、遗留下来的恶人，那些败子，那些山羊，主耶稣没有带他们上去。哦，取去一个，撇下一个；取去一个，撇下一个，就是这个。隐藏的七千人，这些败子就是那些作恶的真教会里面的那些不得救的信徒，就是这七千人。
These 7,000 people will be those tares that remain tares who are and those who are evil and wicked servant of wicked servant, they will be killed.
就是主耶稣说的，没有带他们上去，带进啊提上天的一个提去一个撇下嘛，是吧？
It is,
一个提去一个撇，就是指这样子了。他们留在地上了。
It is like what Jesus said, one will be taken, one will be left behind.
留在地上就跟那些世界末日的时候毁那个七个灾难，他们要受那种灾难，受神愤怒的审判。
Those who are left behind, according to Revelation, they will be the seven bowls of the wrath of God will be.
请你注意，讲完七千人，请你注意还有其他的人。
After the 7,000 people who are killed, there are others.
其余的都恐惧害怕，然后呢，归荣耀给天上的神。
The rest were afraid and gave glory to God.
这里有三种人了。
There are three types of people.
一个是真耶稣教会的信徒已经被提上去，是吧
？The first one is the true Jesus Church members. They are lifted up to heaven.
一个是那些败子呢，就是那个七千人哦，还留在地上的那些真教会那些不得救的信徒喽，败子喽。
The second one are the tares.
这个是第二种人哦。
The tares who are not to be saved, they will be left behind in the world.
第三种人就是其余的人。
The third one is the rest of the people.
那到底是指谁？
Who are these rest of the people?
以色列人。
The Israelites.
就是神的选民。
That is the
亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The elect of God and the
这个时候，他们要归荣耀给天上，他们要接受主耶稣，要信主的。
At this point in time, they will give glory.
他们要顺服接受神的计划，神的救恩。
They will submit to God's will.
他们才真正的承认耶稣是神。
At this point in time, they will acknowledge Jesus as the Savior.
嗯，这个是启示录，神的计划完全成就的这一段圣经。可是你这样看下去，你看不到，你要进入里面，你才看得到。
This is the accomplishment of all the visions and the revelations here.
所以那个七十二天多出的七十二天哦，七十五天啊，谢谢你。那七十五天，所以传道的理解是。是有关以色列人得救问题，跟他们要 被神管教，被敌国毁灭，悔改信主的那段时间，他所以就是说，等到那天的人，那个选民，等到那天的那个选民以色列人他是有福的，因为他要被拯救。
So this 75 days extra refers to those Israelites who are able to wait, and that is why Jesus said that those who are able to wait and endure will be blessed.
这样明白吗？1290日多出30天的是指我们 so, 我们为耶稣多受苦难，我们没有计较，我们都可以。
Do you understand this? 1290 days, the extra 30 days that we need to suffer for Jesus, we will not be calculative, we can suffer for
Jesus. 另一个日子多出75天的呢，是指犹太人，今天的肉体的 以色列人他们要信主的，他们要悔改信主的问题。
The extra 75 days refers to the Israelites who will need to repent and believe in Jesus.
因为时间超过了，我没有办法更详细的讲解。
Due to time, we have no time. I cannot explain anymore.
感谢主，我们但以理书从开始第一章到今天，我们完全结束。
We thank God that from day one until now we have completed our study on the book of Daniel.
比较可惜，我不能够比较好好的给他结束。很匆忙的超过时间结束。
Very beautifully, I'm not able to delve deeper into this.